I just want to say once more, I was at the last meeting, you were all there, that it seemed to me that most everyone at the meeting were requesting that you cite TCI for what the known violations are. I've discussed it with some of you individually, Ted, Larry, and I still think it's the right thing to do. I think a lot of people here think it is. I know I've talked to lots of people that think we should enforce the laws of our town. And the thing that bothers me the most is this is now the second time that I've come before this board and asked that the town laws be enforced. And both times I was told that I had to get an attorney in order to get that done. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right that that I, as a resident, that I should have to hire an attorney to get my own town to enforce the laws that are actually on the books.
Yeah, Mark McMaster. I live on Leggett Road. I have this letter, which I think you all have today, from TCI, and I'd like to quote from it, in which they commit to, they resolve to continue to provide a necessary public service that follows strict protocols. Well, there are codes in place. They didn't follow them. Why would you not cite them for code violations, particularly now when they've applied for a permit to rebuild? Thank you.
It's my understanding that the feds and the state have pretty much dropped the ball on the testing on this, where they did this one very cursory test that came back negative, there's no problem. I don't understand why, I think this is the time where we really need some leadership, where the town should step up and do the additional 8 or 9 tests that the expert from Albany says can be done to provide assurances to people, not just in Ghent, but everywhere in this plume direction, that there really isn't anything in the groundwater or the plants and the whole bit. So, you know, it seems to me it's a small amount of money for the town to expend. What if 6 months from now, say the town decides to do nothing, which maybe they've decided, and 6 months from now we start to find out that people are getting sick and so on and so forth as a result of this issue. I just wonder what kind of contingent liability the town's going to have, not just to the town residents here, but everybody along the line, because the town failed to take action, insofar as, you know, losses in property values and personal injury cases and the whole nine yards, where to me it seems like if you do the testing now, you spend a few bucks now, it avoids the potential of subsequent lawsuits, and you get the answers that people would like to have. You know, maybe the answers will be good and everybody will be happy. But if they're not good, we would know sooner than later, which would be a good thing. You know, sticking our head in the sand isn't really doing anything, I don't think. I find it hard to believe that on some extremes, the town will go to extremes to change and create and uphold the zoning. And then you get something like this, which is the biggest fire in the county's history, and we're going to do nothing. I would say then tomorrow morning, go around the town and everywhere we enter the town where it says zoning in effect and enforced, take those signs down. Because if you're not going to enforce the zoning, you know, stop lying to people when they're driving to town that they're protected if they live here.
The testing, we're screwed there. You don't want to cite these guys, but they don't bring us a lot of money. I've never seen them at a public event. I basically had forgotten about TCI, and it's in my backyard for 20 years. The last thing I remember was that kid dying there. He was, like I say, he was my dad's office manager's grandson. And that was about the last I remember TCI before his explosion.